I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
O ye of little faith, my dad would often proclaim when he felt like he had accomplished something that was beyond our expectation. O ye of little faith. He is comically quoting this scripture that we read today. But in his comic flourish, he is doing a bit of a misinterpretation, one that is done many times. At the beginning of this reading, we hear this word rebuke. It's a very strong, harsh word. So when the passage ends with Jesus saying, O ye of little faith, we can feel like it's a condemnation, like Jesus is accusing us of having little faith. But that's not what's going on at all. The disciples actually had tremendous faith in this situation. They were in a boat, the waves are crashing. They're in a tough spot. They turn to Jesus for help, and Jesus helps them. Pretty simple faith story, right? Add to the fact that the disciples, before they became Jesus' disciples, were fishermen. They live and work on boats. They're boats people. If you're boat people and you're in a storm, you don't go wake up the carpenter for help. Unless you're pretty sure that guy is the Son of God. That's faith. The disciples had faith in Jesus. But what Jesus is inviting them to at the end of this scripture is to have the faith of Jesus, to have that trust in God and that connection in God, that love of God that encourages and guides them through life's storms. Jesus' comment to the disciples at the end is not a rebuke of the disciples. Instead, it's a question of curiosity and encouragement. Some translations have Jesus asking, "Why are you so timid?" It's almost as Jesus is thinking in his mind, because Jesus' mind thinks like mine, of course. "Why are you so timid? You're boat people. You know how to get through this. You didn't have to wake me up for this." Jesus' command, "Peace, be still," stills the literal winds and waves that they are riding on in their boat. But it also stills those winds and waves in the hearts of the disciples. In their inner life, they have fears and doubts and anxieties, and Jesus is speaking to them, reminding them, "You have within you exactly what you need to get you through the storms of life." This gospel story reminds me of an encounter I had with someone where they shared with me that the story of how they were reminded of their call and offered a sense of peace and challenged to not be timid. One day when I was taking the bus in Los Angeles, already you know it's going to be a great story. Every great story starts with, I was on the bus in Los Angeles. And for those of you who know, it's a 720. So you know this is going to be a good one. I was waiting for the bus, and this little old lady came up and asked me that when the bus came, would I be willing to help her lift her suitcase onto the bus, up the steps onto the bus? And of course I said yes. I was happy to help her. And when the bus came and I lifted that suitcase up the steps, it was heavy. So when I got her to her seat, I sat behind her and I asked, what's in the suitcase that makes it so heavy? She says, it's full of books. So why are you taking your books on the bus? She said to me that she's going to the LGBT Center in Hollywood, where she teaches creative writing to queer youth who are experiencing homelessness. Wow. It's very curious. I said, how did you get involved in that? She says, I've always had a very big heart for this community. Even before I retired, I was a nurse. And at the very beginning of my nursing career was in the middle of the AIDS epidemic. She had put herself through nursing school by her side gig during the summers was being a chaperone for the TV show, The Dating Game. You remember The Dating Game, they'd match people up and then send them on a vacation, but you know, it would be scandalous. It's hard to think of now, but back then it was scandalous unless they had a chaperone. So this was her gig that she did to put herself through nursing school. One day she was with this couple flying off to somewhere exotic, and they were in the Miami airport for a layover, and she lost track of the couple. She's crying out, going through the crowds of the airport, Michael, Teresa, Michael, Teresa. I mean, she has one job. She's trying to find them. And she's shouting out, panicked, Teresa, Teresa. And the crowd splits open, and she finds herself face to face with Mother Teresa, who had been visiting the U.S. and was also in a layover in the Miami airport. She was starstruck. I mean, she's not that religious, but she knows who Mother Teresa is, and being in the caring profession, she found her inspirational, and she starts battling over herself, but also really worried about the other Teresa she's looking for. So she's kind of in this moment, just, I don't know what to say. And Mother Teresa says to her, what do you do? And she says, I'm a nursing student. Mother Teresa asks her, do you treat AIDS patients? This was early on in the epidemic, when there's thought to be a lot of risk, and offering care was still a very controversial subject. And she had the privilege of still being a student, so she hadn't been forced to decide what she was going to do in her career, but she was kind of like, even if it's risky, I don't know. So she kind of tried to explain that to Mother Teresa. There's some risk. Can you imagine explaining that to Mother Teresa? Mother Teresa looks at her with a calm authority and simply says, love them. And she was in stunned silence. And the crowds came back, and Mother Teresa's entourage whisked her away. And for the next 30 years of her career, this nursing student served AIDS patients and offered them care. All because of that encounter, strange and comical, that she had with Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was able to speak to her directly, to remind her, you became a nurse because you love people and you want to care for them. You don't have to be afraid to do that. Why are you so timid? Don't be afraid. Love them. All of the risk and controversy, the wonderings and fears and anxieties will all subside when you refocus and reorient yourself to your mission and call, which is to love and care for those in your care. In this piece from those simple words lasted her whole career and even into her retirement, where she is offering care and love for queer youth experiencing homelessness who are getting help from the LGBT Center. Here at St. Cross, we might feel like we are in a certain storm. There's a lot of change going on. Here within the church, we are saying goodbye to our beloved parish administrator as she retires, and goodbye to Reverend Stephen as he follows his call to another parish. And in the greater church, there's a convention right now happening at this moment where we are electing a new presiding bishop and deciding amongst other legislative issues. And we as a church, we're always thinking about how the culture around us is becoming more and more secularized and changing at a rapid pace, and how might we change ourselves as a church so that we can better meet the needs of our community. And I know in our own personal lives, amongst many of you are experiencing change as you anticipate moving, where you're living, or you're entering a new caretaking relationship for a spouse or a parent or a child. You're facing your own diagnosis and battling that, and your own decline. There's shifting cultures in your own place of work and amongst your own friends. Perhaps you feel like you are in a boat and the waves of change are rising up and crashing over you. Well, there's good news. We have a boat, and we are in this boat together. And Jesus' command from the gospel today, peace, be still, speaks to us in the midst of our own waves and storms. We can hear Jesus encouraging us to not be timid, to live out fully our call to love others as a sign of God's love for us. There might be waves of grief and gratitude crashing onto us, but today's gospel reminds us that God has already given us the very gifts we need to weather this storm. When all these fears and anxieties seem to cloud our vision, Jesus calls us back to our focus, to love others. And you know how to do this. Just like the disciples were boatmen and knew how to sail a literal ship, you are people of faith who know how to be church, who know how to love others, who know how to show up with a meal when someone's homebound, how to make snacks for VBS and teach Sunday school and volunteer in the nursery. You know how to do laundry love in St. Luke's. You know how to show up for others when they need it most and hold that space for others, that they might experience the love of God. To hold that space that is so hard to get in today's culture and life when there's so many things going at a breakneck speed, that we can hold that space to say, remember who you are and who God called you to be, that you are loved and that God calls you to love others. So what do we do in the midst of all these changes? Today's gospel calls us to remember who we are and reminds us that God has given us everything we need to weather the storm. So you need not be timid. You only need to love them. Amen.